USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark day for Europe. Western allies worry that Ukrainian forces may not have what they need to hold off Russian invaders for another fighting season once spring comes. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his forces need tanks, not pats on the back.
Hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of tanks.
Zelensky speaking remotely to defense ministers at Ramstein Air Base. The Pentagon says logistics support and maintenance for any U.S. tanks would be too problematic. Is the world ready for another global problem? One leading economist says no.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers puts it bluntly.
The odds, in my view, are better than 50-50 that there will be a COVID-scale problem within the next 15 years.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, when it comes to being ready for anything like that,
the world is utterly unprepared for that eventuality.
Especially, said Summers, the possibility that the COVID virus could again mutate and again go global. I'm Rich Johnson.
The U.S. Treasury Secretary warning about the global impact if Congress doesn't raise the U.S. debt ceiling. Speaking with CNN during her trip to Africa, Janet Yellen said the U.S. failing to make payments could result in a, quote, global financial crisis. The White House says freedom of the press is part of the bedrock of American democracy. That, after former President Trump called for jailing the journalist who published the Supreme Court's draft opinion that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned.
Calling for egregious abuses of power and to suppress the constitutional rights of reporters is an insult. It is a complete insult to the rule of law and undermines fundamental American values and traditions.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's the responsibility of all leaders to protect First Amendment rights. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a push to reopen a sexual assault investigation by Los Angeles cops involving former CBS executive Les Moonves. Attorney Gloria Allred says the system allows rich and powerful men to escape punishment for their crimes.
Many now have questions about whether they can trust the LAPD to conduct a fair investigation and protect victims if the victims come forward to make a police report against a rich, powerful, and or famous individual.
Allred is representing the adult children of alleged victim Phyllis Golden Gottlieb, who's deceased. The family wants reform and a full investigation into what they consider the mishandling of their mother's 2017 police report against Moonves. There is more coming to light in the killings of four University of Idaho students late last year.
Legal experts say a newly unsealed search warrant may point to a motive. It also revealed that several items had been seized from Brian Koberger's home following his arrest last month, including hair strands. I'm Dave Collins.
Officials looking into whether contributions to failed New Mexico Republican political candidate Solomon Pena's campaign might have been funneled by drug trafficking. Pena is accused of conspiring with and paying four men to take part in shootings at the Albuquerque area homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, all of which are Democratic officials. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.